everyone. This is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Last week, guys, we talked about faith, and I'm just going to continue on part two and maybe do a little bit of recap, but for the most part, we're going to just continue in learning this fight of faith and really the need for it in this time. We always the just walk by faith, but we are in a desperate time, like more than ever. I really believe that the enemy is coming at us against our faith. So it's time to get in the gym and exercise this. In some of the work that we do at Sanction Love, we really see a lot of trauma victims and people that have dealt with pain. And the brain can literally rewire itself through the Word and with the Spirit of God. It's a powerful tool. Our bodies are meant to heal ourselves, but the Word, it helps heal those places that we've had injury in. And our mind is meant to lead us and not always lead us into wrong thoughts. And so we answer thoughts with the Word. That's how we counter those thoughts that are the mind, that a vain imagination. If you study vain imagination, the root of that in the Greek is it's a spirit. And so there's always the enemy coming to talk to us about the spirit and coming to talk to us about the lack of and coming to talk to us in these places that, you know, you're never enough or you're unworthy or you're never going to be loved enough. And our mind has to take those thoughts captive and bring them into the obedience of the Word of God. We cannot outthink wrong thoughts. Reasoning is really low-level thinking. That's why the Father says, come up here and think with me. You have the mind of Christ. It's been given to you as a gift from part of the redemption work of the cross, that the blood gave us the mind of Christ through covenant. So we access what is the mind of God? The Word, the Spirit, that we are to worship Him in spirit and truth in the last days, as John talked about. And we can't have one without the other. We can't just, you know, I love the gifts of the Spirit. I love the operations of the Spirit. But you can have all of that and not have the Word, and you will be in left field and in la la land, because the Word roots you. The Word roots us. And so we have to get the Word until it expands the faith in our heart. And when we speak the Word, the Holy Ghost will show up on the womb of that, and you are Word and Spirit. So when you speak the Word, the womb that's carrying a desire or a hope or a dream or a need for healing, it will land right on that, and the Holy Spirit will breathe upon that, and it'll work with the Word and add your faith to it, and you will see the glory of God in a land of the living. Because faith without that works is a dead work. You can't just do it out of religion or rote operations. And so use your authority over your thought life. Use your authority. Speak peace to your mind. Speak the glory of God in this land. Operate in a renewed mind by faith, not by your feelings, but by the faith of God himself, as Hebrews says, not just your faith, but the faith of God. So the degree that you have God is the degree that you are talking his word every day. Wow, that seems tough. But he is the final say. The word that is become flesh to you, really alive to you, that you are standing. And we don't have to be weirdos and we beat people over the head with the Bible. We don't have to be so religious that all we say is, you know, the scripture. But we have a knowing on the inside that we are in season and out. We are ready to give an account for our faith. There's a lot of opinions come against us. The power of God meets that faith. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 1:3. Faith is very specific. Don't be general in your prayers. We were talking about this at our team prayer, and the Lord said, don't be general in your praying. Be specific. Ask for the details. He wants to be invited into every part of your story. Invite him, and by faith, he will come in. And the Holy Spirit shows us things to come. He gives us the insight into all things. He will make our crooked paths straight, our valleys high, our mountains low. The operations of to work with God, to work with him, to work with him is the greatest honor. To have him navigate and see the miraculous signs and wonders in one's life is amazing. Be specific. We speak those things as not as though they are. Don't be ignorant and be in denial. Don't speak those things. They're not things as though they are. It's there, but it doesn't have the right to be there, right? So we had a team member, she fell and she broke her hand over Christmas. She's not walking around going, I don't have a broken hand. I speak those things when they're not as though they are. No, it's not speaking those things you are not. It's saying you're there, but you don't have a right to be there. I speak quick healing. It will be strong. It's not going to be fracture. I'm not going to have an ailment or pain in my future. I'm going to declare that the healing, wonder-working power of the blood is still working today in my hand. So we're not in denial. We are people of faith and wisdom. And so it has to answer the need, the word does. Faith has to be in two places, guys. It always has to be in our heart, and it has to be in our mouth. We can't waver in unbelief because we will be tossed to and fro like any wind of doctrine unless we are rooted and grounded in the word and have it rooted and grounded as the foundation of love. Because it can only work by love. Authority can only work by love. So we think, well, I prayed for that. I stood for that and it didn't work. But what was the root sometimes? Sometimes we have to look at all the motives of our heart. Because Paul said we can pray and pray amiss. So know the promises of God. Stand today on the word. Get it engrafted into you. Get it in your spirit. A word that is admired is not the same as a word that's lived out. We can admire the word all day long. We can go to church, hear somebody else's revelation. We can listen to podcasts and YouTube and sermons and all these things. And we could admire somebody else's story. But a word that's lived out where you're standing in a place in your own life that you have had to stand and fight the good fight of faith, you can't replace it. It does something to you to where you have an I know in the inside of you and you don't waver in unbelief. And the enemy can't have victory in that place anymore. So I bless you today. I thank you for listening. I thank you for supporting Sanction Love Ministries and all of our different arms, our children's ministry, our worship. Come see us at our worship conference and healing conference, March 1st in Klamath Falls, Oregon. We have so many different things that we're doing right now. We're very excited. We have classes and check out our website. We bless you. Consider being a partner with us and continuing the work of this ministry around the world. Bless you. Love you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to the Sanction Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.